Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Music by.
Oh, Joni Mitchell, what a mellow way to start out the show. Joni Mitchell, I had a listener, and the listener's been emailing me quite a bit about playing Joni Mitchell for about the past 4 years. I just didn't have any Joni Mitchell, and I do now. In fact, this is from a great boxed set. It's called the Studio Albums 1968 to 1979, and basically it does have all of the studio albums up through the Mingus album. You know, she did a thing with Charlie Mingus in 1979. Takes you through the folk years, kind of into the folk pop years, into the pop jazz years, and up through. And after that, from about 1980 on, Joni Mitchell's output was a lot less. Joni Mitchell from, was it Fort McLeod, Arizona? Alberta. Sorry, Fort McLeod, Alberta, which is, I believe, where Neil Young was also from. And wonderful, wonderful stuff. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Marr. This is Inland Folk. Inland Folk for February the 7th of 2015, a week from Valentine's Day. Hope your love interests are good. We don't do a lot for Valentine's Day because some of my listeners are real bitter about Valentine's Day. And we have to recognize it must be hard on Valentine's Day when you're one who has either loved and lost or never had the experience of all that kind of thing. So we won't belabor that point when Valentine's Day is on a Saturday. But at the same time, for those of you who do that, next week is your time. And enjoy it and enjoy those nice things. And then there are those of you who are real cynical that celebrate the St. Valentine's Day massacre in weird and odd ways. And we don't want to go there either. Not at this point. Not when we're listening to Joni Mitchell. Alrighty, Joni Mitchell. That was from the Ladies of the Canyon album. A bunch of classic albums. For the Roses, Court and Spark, Lady of the Canyons, Blue, and of course her very first album was called Song to a Seagull, or people call it the Joni Mitchell album. Good stuff. James Taylor's on this cut. If I Could Drink a Case of You. Great stuff. Joni Mitchell, here we go.
I am as constant as a northern star, and I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar, on the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light. I drew a map of Canada. I would still be on my feet. I am a lonely painter. I live in a box of paint. I'm drawn to those ones that ain't afraid. I remember that time you told me, you said, love is touching souls. Surely you touched mine, 'cause part of you pours out of me. Sweet, oh, I she knew your life. She knew your devils and your deeds. And she said, go to him, stay with him if you can, but be prepared to bleed. Oh, but you are in my blood, you're my holy wine. You're so bitter, bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you.
See the pretty gals as they go riding by. Won't get drunk no more, won't get drunk no more, won't get drunk no more. Way down the old plant road.
I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave here, Carrie, but it's really not my home. My fingernails are filthy, I've got beach tar on my feet, and I miss my clean white linen and my fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cage. And these soldiers, a round for these friends of mine. Let's have another round for the bright red devil who keeps me in this tourist town. Come on, Carrie, get out your cage. Starry dawn, and they're playing that scratchy rock and roll beneath the maple moon. Come on, Carrie, get out your cage.
Carrie, get out your cage.
Put on some seal.
I'll put on some seal.
You're a mean old daddy, but I like you. The wind is in from Africa. Last night I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave you, but it's really not my home. Maybe it's been too long a time since I was scrambling down in the street. Now they got me used to that clean white linen and that fancy French cologne.
Oh, Joni Mitchell, a couple of cuts where she played the dulcimer. Joni Mitchell kind of was one of those folks that sort of put the dulcimer into a mainstream situation. And, of course, that one, Turn Me On, I'm a Radio, some of those things where she played the dulcimer kind of gave that acquaintance of that traditional Appalachian mountain instrument, which has its own derivations. You know what I mean? I gave that to a lot of folks. I remember doing an interview with Heidi Muller back in the late 80s, early 90s, something like that. And she talked about Joni Mitchell and her influences. And occasionally when you're in a jam, not in a jam like in trouble, but when you're doing a jam session and occasionally when Heidi's, you know, in a dulcimer frame of mind, she'll bring out the dulcimer and she'll play Carrie and sing it and do it pretty well. Joni Mitchell, a couple of cuts, kind of a Joni Mitchell's sort of retrospective here real quick, but there are lots, lots, lots more excellent material on these 10 studio albums. We heard from the album Blue, If I Could Drink a Case of You, and they mixed James Taylor's guitar sound in with the dulcimer quite nicely. If I Could Drink a Case of You, Carrie for Free, and of course her big hit, The Big Yellow Taxi, Took Away My Old Man. righty and in there too, because we can't play four in a row because of the internet, because of the recording industry police. We had to play something else, so we played Down the Old Plank Road from the Chieftains live in Dublin, an album recorded not long after the death of their longtime harper, Derek Bell. It's a pretty good album. We're going to play a couple more. We're going to play actually a Galician medley from this album, and it's a lot of cool stuff. I love this kind of Spanish Celtic thing, this Catalonian thing, and it's pretty neat. So we're going to play that now from the Chieftains live in Dublin. Boy, that Joni Mitchell just makes me think back to, you ever hear a song and it triggers something that you didn't think you would ever even remotely remember, and then it does, and it's like, wow. So listening to that song, Carrie, it's bringing back some things that are making me kind of nostalgic about someone that I knew, if you know what I mean. All righty, here we go. Here's the Chieftains and the Galician medley.
La
la Virgen de Guadalupe que la puso morenita. La Virgen de Guadalupe que la puso morenita. Fue un rayito del sol que entró por la ventanita. Fue un rayito del sol que entró por la ventanita.
They kick it, don't they? The Chieftains. And they're still that way. Remember those of you who saw that concert when they were in Ellensburg? That was about 4 years ago. And they showed up. And the fellow from Squeeze the Weasel, the piper, David Lanigan or David... anyway, he got to pipe with them and everything. It was so cool. The Chieftains, a Galician medley from their album Live in Dublin. We'll probably hear one more cut from that album. We're going to be back with lots more stuff, including the Rounders. That was when the late Steve Gudu was in that band, and Hank Kramer, of course, set that band up. He's going to be in George on, I believe, Saturday, the 21st of February. Old Hank Kramer is. They headline him as the best-loved folk singer in the West. Okay. All righty, we're going to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, with Eunjung Shin in the studio, and we're having a good time here talking about people that we know and secondarily talking about what the programmers were supposed to be doing. All righty, here we go. Here's the break. It's coming right at you now. Are you ready for the break? Because there it is, a little Soldier's Joy action on two banjos. That's our break. We're coming right back. Hang on, hang on, hang on, hang on now.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from Rico's, a neighborhood pub in downtown Pullman, providing a stage for live American roots music, featuring jazz, bluegrass, and blues. Open daily with a menu of traditional pub fare, craft beers, and cocktails. Rico's, a gathering place in Pullman since 1909.
Rain changing to showers today and very windy. High temperatures 56 degrees in Moscow, 60 in Lewiston. Tonight and tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with rain again changing to showers and decreasing winds. Lows tonight in the lower 40s, highs tomorrow in the mid-50s.
Ago, how you used to run shine without headlights in the dead of night by the moonlight through the pines in a V8 Ford blacked out and bored according to law. But that's a joke, cause the dust and smoke were all they ever saw. Some folks call him Lightning, but I just call him Dad, the most famous outlaw the Tri-County ever had. Somewhere underground, that's what they say, but to this day that still ain't been found. Together they horned 10 acres of corn, but they never sold one ear. Every fall they'd chop it all and it somehow disappeared. Some folks call him Lightning, but I just call him Dad, the most famous outlaw this Tri-County ever had. With a bright full moon, he was making good time. He stopped in the Dewdrop Inn out on the county line. That waitress there had long dark hair and mysterious green eyes. That moonshine man had a different plan before the next sunrise. And some folks call him Lightning, but I just call him Dad, the most famous outlaw this Tri-County ever had.
Piano when the sun had gone to rest. I used to hear the notes drift down along the silent water as Kiri played the notes and scales for her dear sons and daughters. And me, I played piano too, but not as good as Kiri. She went in for that long hair stuff, but my hair, she played it pretty. That old piano had a tone, could set my heart to breaking. It always sounded sweet as though when it was Kiri playing. December, our Pacific fleet was bombed to smoke and ashes. The order came to confiscate their fishing boats and caches. And Kiri's husband forced to go and work in labor camps. And Kiri, she was left behind to hold the fort as best she can. But the music did not play as often down the cove at Kiri's house. And when it did, it sounded haunted, played with worry, played with doubt. For Kiri knew that soon she too would be compelled to leave, and that old upright would stay behind, and Kiri she would grieve. I loaded Kiri on the bus with the other internees. The crime that they were guilty of was that they were not like me. And if I was ashamed, I didn't know it at the time. They were flotsam on the waves of war, and they were no friends of mine. And I went up Kiri's house to pack all their belongings and set them out for auctioneers who'd sell them in the morning. But the one piece that I thought I'd keep and hold back for myself was that haunting ivory upright that Kiri played so well. There for me to take as plunder. She'd roll it down onto the dock and off into the harbor. That old upright in a stranger's hands was a thought she couldn't bear. So she consigned it to the sea and settled the affair. I look back now upon those times with shame and resignation. For Kiri knew what I did not, that if we must be free, then sometimes we must sacrifice to prove our dignity. Yes, Kiri knew what I did not, that if we must be free, sometimes we must sacrifice and prove our dignity.
morning. That's the day that I was born in that old sharecropper's one-room country shack. They say my mammy left me the day before she had me. Said she hit the road and never once looked back. Well, I just thought I'd mention my grandma's old age pension is the reason why I'm standing here today. I got all my country learning, milking and a-turning, picking cotton, raising hell and baling hay. Well, I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. I wasn't born no yesterday. Got a good Christian raising and an eighth-grade education. Ain't no meeting y'all treating me this way. Put together like you are. I love your wiggle and your walking and your big city talking. Brand new shiny Plymouth ragtop car. Well, it's hurry up and wait in this world of give and take. Seems like hasting makes a waste every time. Well, I declare to my soul, when you hear those engines roll, you better know I'm gonna get my share of mine. I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. Well, I wasn't born no yesterday. I got a good Christian raising and an eighth grade education. Ain't no need in y'all treating me this way.
Sent to where I knew him down the Lachlan years ago. He was shearing when I knew him, so I sent a letter to him just on spec, addressed as follows: Clancy of the Overflow. And the answer came directed in a writing unexpected. It was written, I suspected, with a thumbnail dipped in tar. It was a shearing maid who wrote it, and verbatim I will quote it: Clancy's gone to Queensland droving, and we don't know where he are. In my wild, erratic fancy, visions come to me of Clancy gone a-droving down the Cooper where the western drovers go. And while the stock is slowly stringing, Clancy rides behind him singing, for the drover's life has pleasures that the townsfolk never know. And the bush has friends to meet him, and their kindly voices greet him in the murmur of the river as it rolls along its bars. And he sees the vision splendid, all the sunlit rays extended, and at night the glorious beauty of the everlasting stars. While I'm sitting in my dingy little office, where a stingy ray of sunshine struggles feebly down between the houses tall, and the fetid air and gritty of this dirty, stinking city comes drifting through my window to spread its foulness over all. place of lowing cattle, I can hear the fiendish rattle of the tramways and the buses as they hurry down the street, and the language uninviting, all the gutter children fighting, comes fitfully and faintly through the ceaseless tramp of feet. And the hurrying people daunt me, and their pallid faces haunt me, as they shoulder one another in their rush and nervous haste. For their eager eyes are greedy, and their stunted forms are weedy. For the townsfolk have no time to grow, they have no time to waste. I sometimes rather fancy that I'd like to change with Clancy. I'd like to take a turn at droving, where the seasons come and go, while he faced the round eternal of the cash book and the journal. But I doubt he'd suit the office, Clancy of the Overflow.
Truth. easy, the sun was my charm. But this darkness about to do me some harm. When I locked my doors and my windows too, that old wind still whistled through. I used to be so close to you. In the middle of the night, something just ain't right. Something else. When my head feels hot and my hands are so cold, so few years and I feel so old. Sweet Sally don't come around no more. She ripped my palm and spit on the floor. In the middle of the night, something just ain't right. Midnight, where's that morning light? Hey, midnight, I'm used to making it by myself. Oh Lord, this here is something else. This here is something else.
Pat Flynn. Pat Flynn, remember Pat Flynn from the old Newgrass Revival? Pat Flynn also does some great job on that Nitty Gritty Dirt Band Circle 2 album. Pat Flynn, In the Middle of the Night, from his album Request. Yes, indeed. We also heard Hank Kramer, Clancy of the Overflow. That's the old banjo A.B. Patterson cattle driving poem. Banjo A.B. Patterson, of course, wrote Waltzing Matilda. Hank Kramer going to be in George Washington next Saturday night as part of their president's birthday. It would have been, what, George Washington's 280th or 283rd or something like that birthday. And they're doing a big thing at the George Community Center. My gosh, it's a free dinner. And in between the Hank Kramer sets, they're going to do desserts and things. And wow. Hank Kramer, according to the folks at George, the best-loved folk singer in the West. Hank Kramer and I are going to be doing, I think we're going to be doing the Tumbleweed benefit on April the 18th. And I'll be so honored to work with the best-loved folk singer in the West. I just feel like I should walk about 50 feet behind him. All righty. Inland Folks Production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. And Eunjung Shin doing the playlists. So, yes, indeed. A necessity now, a necessity. Email me at D's and Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu, and I'll get back to you. Or call me at 509-332-5047. Yes, indeed, we're coming right back for lots more music. You just hang on, hang on, hang on, now hang on.
Hang on.